Journal Entry 44. I woke up this morning looking forward to my date with Joshua. I was walking toward the showers when I heard Casey crying. She was sitting in her chair holding Elise. For a moment, I thought something was terribly wrong with the baby. Lisa was already in the room trying to comfort Casey and asking her what was wrong. I went in and asked if there was something that I could do. Lisa looked a little confused herself. She shrugged her shoulders and said that Casey had been crying most of the morning. Poor Casey. I think today she was just a little overwhelmed with motherhood and raising a baby all alone. Little Elise was fine. I think that sometimes life seems too much. Yesterday and the day before, Casey appeared fine. She was happy and enjoying life. I offered to watch Elise for a couple of days so that Casey could get away and find herself. Lisa thought it was a good idea. She said she would help with the baby, too. At first, Casey didn't want to go, but we insisted. It's somewhat funny because I was complaining about having to take care of a puppy, the puppy that cries endlessly if not allowed to sleep on my bed. I am sure a baby is a little more complex and will require a lot more responsibility and attentiveness. I have decided to name the puppy Lost, and it's not a dumb name for a dog. It perfectly describes her. Anyway, we helped Casey pack her things and sent her on her way. Elise is sleeping, and Lost is sleeping. Lisa has moved into my room to help me during the night. Surely, the two of us can take care of a baby for a few days. I almost forgot. I canceled my date with Joshua. Oh well. Perhaps we will go out again another time. Maddie.